Hi guys, it's Ben from Active Performance Clinic here. Today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you guys how to release your glute medius for backaches or sciatica type pains. So, what we generally do, now, because we don't have a ball, we use dumbbells. You can use a lacrosse ball, or you could use a snooker ball, or you could use a softball. Tennis balls are generally too soft, so they probably won't do the job. So, what you want to do, you place the ball or the object of your choice on the floor, and the glute medius is that sort of just above the glute, above where the bone is. Sorry, below where the bone is. So there's the bone, and around there is where you're going to be putting the roller or the ball. What we do is we just do compress and release. So when we compress, you'll feel a bit of an achy pain or maybe a sensation across to the back. Or you might even feel it down the side of the leg. Now, depending on your positioning is really hard on the video. That's why, you know, I get people to rock around and look for the pain. So what we want to do is, as we sit, now there's the thigh bone, the greater trochanter that comes to here. What we're doing is there, and then you lie back and you feel it. Just relax the leg. If your leg is not relaxed and you're tense, you won't get any benefit whatsoever. So really just relax and see the leg drop. And now I can feel that running through into my groin. Okay? And you wait there and you relax some more. Breathing exercises helps. It teaches you to become self-aware of your body and consciously let go. Once you feel like you've had enough, you come up and you roll slightly further up and then relax again. So now I put that in a slightly different area. That's sort of coming around to the bottom of the glute. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Right, and now my knee's dropping onto the floor as well. So then I know that that part of the glute has let go. So then I'll turn slightly more angled this way towards looking towards the floor onto the side. Now that's hitting close to glute minimus. Same area of pain that runs from the bottom of the glute through to the groin. Generally the right side you'll find is more sore than the left side, and I'll explain that on another video in terms of how your posture is actually set up and which causes the right glute medius to seize up. So once that's released, I'll come up and around. So this is where we're in glute minimus now. So we are going to do glute min as well, because glute min and min, they go together as well as TFL, but we won't do TFL today. And so you just want to relax as much as you can. You see this leg is dangling, it's not straight. It's a really nice feeling. Okay. Do not massage the bone, okay? Do not hit that hard part of the bone, right? And you can bend the knee, you can straighten the leg when you're doing it. That also helps. So that there is how you release your glute min and your glute medius, which is really good for sciatica type pain running down the side of the leg. It's not really sciatica, it's just more muscle aches and pains from the tension that's in the glute medius. Thank you for listening. It's Ben from Active Performance Clinic. I'll speak to you soon.